Blackstone Publishing presents Hard Landing by Algis Budrys. This book is read by Kevin Kennerly. Card of Thanks, Betty Smith and Eric Wegner, Two Invaluable Hands. Disclaimer: everything that follows is a lie, especially, of course, the parts that seem real. Part of a report later removed from the AO/LGM file on Neville Seelman. The electrocuted man was found dead on the northbound tracks of the Barrow Street Station of the Chicago Transit Authority Suburban Line in Shoreview, Illinois. Shoreview is a city of 80,000, located on the Lake Michigan western shore, immediately north of Chicago. For our purposes here, it can be regarded simply as a place where middle-class Chicago employees sleep and do their weekend errands. It was early March, and the time was 5:50 p.m., a dark, chilled, wet evening. No witnesses to the death of the individual calling himself Neville Seelman have come forward. Despite the occurrence on CTA property, the Shoreview Police Department took jurisdiction and investigated. The CTA police force is strictly a peacekeeping body. Sergeant Dothan Stablitz of the Shoreview PD was assigned. Before the body was moved, a representative of the CTA legal department arrived and was extended cooperation by Investigator Stablitz. They went through the decedent's pockets together. The content supported identification of the decedent as Neville Unruh Seelman, a resident of South Shoreview. Documentation included an Illinois state driver's license and Social Security and Blue Cross cards found in his unrifled wallet, which also contained a normal amount of cash. Social Security files later revealed the number had been issued against a falsified application. The driver's license had been properly acquired so far as procedures at the Illinois examining station went. The decedent, however, never owned a car. Records show the applicant identified himself at the time with a certified copy of Neville Seelman's birth certificate, which seems to have been acquired through the now well-known method of searching small-town newspaper obituaries for the names of persons dead in infancy. Neville Unruh Seelman, born, blank, died 1932, Mattoon, Illinois. The decedent's 30-ish appearance was consistent with a claimed age of 43 on the license. The body was turned over to the Cook County Coroner's Office, and a search for next of kin was instituted. None were ever located, no friends were found, and no one who had been acquainted with the decedent any longer than the 42 months of his residence and employment in the Chicago area. All the decedent's acquaintances were fellow employees or neighbors. Investigation at Seelman's home address, an apartment four stops before the stop where the body was found, developed the information that Seelman lived alone and unvisited in a furnished 1 1/2 room efficiency.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?